And we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Thanks to our previous guests, and we're going to transition here. In studio with me, we have Jordy Nelson. Hello, sir. Thanks for coming in. You know, we've been hyping you all morning, so it's great to finally get to see you, and it's nice to meet you, actually.
Yeah, it's great to be in. Thanks for having me, and looking forward to this weekend. Yeah.
Yesterday, you were interviewed on The Game, and the guys asked you about, you know, this Chiefs thing, and you said you weren't in shape. I'm going to call you out. You look like you don't look like you're out of shape by any means, and it's too early to be throwing any bales out in the farm.
Yes, but that will be the workouts from here on out.
I bet so. Okay, all right. I just, you know, it's a delight to have you here. Thanks for coming back and returning home, and looking forward to hearing what you got going on this weekend.
Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, we'll be talking about the 11th annual Nelson's Landing benefit. That is Friday and Saturday is June 7th, June 8th. And I noticed you're wearing the 9th annual shirt, and it's perfect timing, of course, to wear it out to talk about the 11th annual. So I guess, first of all, just talk to me a little bit about some of the main features of the weekend. And after that, we'll get into kind of the purpose of it.
Yeah, so like you said, it's Friday. June 7th will be the autograph signing. Something we started last year and we'll do again this year is a fun zone for the families that are waiting in line. Sometimes you're there for a couple hours. It can get long. So the Riley County High School student-athletes have helped us out and done a fun zone there in the street. We'll block it off and have different games for the kids to play to help pass the time. And then we'll start the autograph signing at 6 p.m. We do a two-item limit. That way we can kind of get through everyone through. And it's an autograph session that happens every year. So if you have a bunch of stuff you want signed, just keep coming back year after year. And we do, for the price or the cost of an autograph, is just donation. We do require a donation. This is how we're helping to raise money for all the families in the past and these two ladies this year. So that will be Friday night. And then Saturday, was the main thing there will be a drive and ride that starts at Nelson's Landing. Registration is at 11 a.m. They'll depart from there at noon and go through Clay Center, Vining, Lynn, and Waterville, and return to Nelson's Landing for the ending of it, which would lead straight into the silent auction, which is Saturday evening from 4 to 6:30, then the live auction at 7.
And I also understand there's a golf tournament, but it's already full, so if you want to get out, you can't, it's too late. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, if you want to get in the golf tournament, you just got to kind of get your name on a waiting list. Every once in a while, there's some teams that drop out, but we've had great support from the same teams over and over, so we have a fun time. We just play there in Leonardville at the 9-hole course north of town. Which is also the home of the two-time defending state champs, Riley County Golf Team.
Do you have any special friends coming this year, or do you reveal that?
Each year, like you've said, I've had someone come back with me. This year was a little bit different with us moving back in the chaos. But Wyatt Thompson is going to come out and play with us on my foursome on Saturday morning, along with Marcus Watts, former Wildcat, and then his dad is coming out from Hayes. So that is my foursome. Those three and myself will be on the team.
That's going to be a fun foursome for you, isn't it?
That's the whole point, is to have fun. So yeah. Golf is secondary sometimes.
How's your golf game?
It should be better living in California for a year, but I don't know if it is. So the amount of time I've spent on the golf course is more, but I don't know if the strokes has dropped or not. But it's good.
How's your putting on sand greens?
It's always perfect. So that's the adjustment right there. So straight in every time.
That's all you got to do. Don't need to read any breaks.
No, there's no breaks.
And so talk a little bit about some of the benefit of this. There's two people in particular that the benefits of all of this is going towards.
Right. So each year we select a person or a family in our community, which is Leonardville, Riley, Randolph, you know, greater Manhattan, Riley County area, to help out financially that have came down on hard times. If it's through medical treatments, if we've had some people have had premature kids and stuff. So pretty much to take a financial burden off of them so they can focus on their recovery or whatever they need to do. So this year it's Gene Kunze Peterson and Rosalind Hart. Both are battling some sort of cancer. Gene is going down into Arizona every couple of weeks to get some treatment that is a new way of doing treatment to battle some cancer using a different diet and then putting the chemo into the glucose because cancer attacks sugar. So they put that into the chemo, so the cancer attacks the chemo, which then obviously will defeat the cancer. So she goes down there and does those treatments, but it's not covered by insurance. So we're helping out with that. And then Rose has done some treatments and now is looking for some more. The treatment she was doing is not working as well anymore, so she's trying to find some more. So what we do is we raise money, and then we will, once they run their bills through insurance, we will reimburse them what they're paying based off this fundraiser. So any medical bills, any travel expenses for this medical stuff is what we try to reimburse and take that financial burden off, because already they're dealing with a lot. And then in the back of their head, they're worried about the financial aspect of all this, the toll on them, the toll on their family, the toll on their kids. So this is something we're able to do to give them a little bit of relief, help them out. And we've had great support from our community, great support from local businesses who donate all these items for the silent and live auction. And like I said, this is the 11th year, and people still keep coming out every year. It's a good time. The auction is amazing. It's at Nelson's Landing. It's in one of the little banquet rooms that my mom has, and it's packed. It's standing room only, but it's a great atmosphere. People are buying different things. If it's memorabilia, if it's homemade pies, if it's local wine. I mean, we got all sorts of stuff from different businesses that they've donated, and it's a fun time.
You know, and it just sounds like a fantastic benefit for two wonderful women. And also, just briefly, that new treatment you mentioned is fascinating to me. It's very interesting.
It is. So Gene is doing it, and then last year we had Jim Taylor is also going down there. And this is one cool thing about it, too. When we did it last year for Jim Taylor, obviously we advertised it and had these posters out and the description of what's going on. And we've had a couple people, I don't know if Gene was one of them, but a couple people from reading that have now gone down to Arizona to get this treatment. So just, obviously we're doing something great financially, but people are learning things about different things and now are headed down to Arizona to get this treatment to help, because it allows them to have more energy. The chemo doesn't have the intensity of their chemo is not as much on their body. So it allows them to stay up, stay active. I know Jim this past year over the years has continued to work and be active. It's not like they're going into chemo and then just being, you know, wore out from all of that. So it is fun to hear those stories and bring different things to light. And, you know, if we help one person, it's worth it.
And that's called insulin potentiation therapy for those interested. And go ahead and check that out and learn more about it.
Yes.
And what does it mean to you to be able to come back and, you know, provide this benefit for people in your community?
For our family, it's been incredible. It started out something really small. But my mom started with the restaurant just to help out someone. And it grew so much that now we're able to help out two, sometimes three families a year, depending on what we're able to raise and what the needs are in our area. And it's amazing the support that we have, if it's from people being on our foundation board and helping out, if it's people, like I said, in the community donating things, people volunteering, donating their time over the weekend to help things run smoothly. And also a fun thing is past beneficiaries have came back each weekend to help. Some of the very first one that we did it for, he comes back every year and helps serve food at the golf tournament. Some people will come work at the golf tournament. They'll work on the drive and ride. There'll be some families will be posted at different parts of these other bars that they go to. And so they know they appreciate the work, the benefits done for them, and now they're giving back. So it's fun to see kind of the chain reaction, the continued support, and our family truly enjoys it. It's a lot of work. We're putting in a lot of work this week to get it all set up and ready to run, but it's definitely worth it.
Again, the 11th annual Nelson's Landing Benefit, Friday and Saturday, June 7th to June 8th. And you're taking donations, required donations. Is there any minimum, or is it just kind of what you can give?
We suggest $5 to $10 an autograph. But again, we know everyone's family situation is different. Whatever you can give, whatever you feel is right, is what's most important. Obviously, we don't want to outprice anyone, because this is also a way for a lot of people come to my mom's restaurant and want to leave stuff for their autographs. And this is a way to kind of get two birds with one stone kind of thing. So we were able to raise some money. We were able to get people in the community that want an autograph. One thing we have learned, too, if you think you might be donating to another benefit and need something for that benefit, if you can bring a ball, I'll sign it. You donate to ours, and then you can donate to another benefit. People have done that before as well. So it kind of just gives everyone in the area one, you know, a big opportunity to come up, get a signature if it's for themselves, if it's for another donation or for another cause. It's a great way to get that done.
What's your favorite pie at the restaurant?
That's a tough one. Traditionally, year-round pie, I would have to go with banana cream. But ooh, come summertime, you can't go. The fresh strawberry and the fresh peach are incredible. Mm-hmm. So obviously, that's limited during the summertime when the fruit's good. So I would say year-round, I go with the banana cream. But come summertime, if there's fresh fruit, fresh strawberry or fresh peach is definitely the go-to come summertime.
You're still tied in with the state of Wisconsin in a number of ways. I recall the great story about the goat dairy that you're involved in.
They're not anymore. That's a goner.
Oh, well, shoot. I thought it was a great idea, at least.
Yes, it was.
Uh-huh. Anything else you're involved with back in Wisconsin?
Not too much. We still obviously have great connections back there. We'll be headed back up there in August with our family to see a bunch of friends and family and our friends and the people at the Packers. But we will always be connected there. But this is definitely home base here back in Riley County.
And when do you suit up for your one-day contract?
We don't have a final date, but that'll be like the first or second week in August. We need to figure that one out and finalize it. But, again, another opportunity to get the kids up there to be a part of it and experience a great time and see a little bit of training camp that I don't have to be a part of this year.
Hey, and thanks so much, Jordy, for coming out. A reminder, the 11th annual Nelson's Landing Benefit, that's Friday, Saturday. And the autograph session is at 6 p.m. on Friday and drive a ride 11. And then it just continues throughout the day on Saturday at that point.
Absolutely. Hope to see everyone out there and come support a great cause.
Fantastic. Thanks again for being here. Really appreciate it. And that's it for us on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.
All right, Nick, thank you much. Good job this morning. It's 10 o'clock at KMAN, Manhattan.